back to I See, You See, We See, a podcast about the varied perspectives between parents and their kids. I'm Miley, the kid.
And I'm Tara, the parent.
And today we are going to be discussing
Enola Holmes. So we are back after a very, very long hiatus. It's kind of trying to fit these in when we have a free moment. But we're back. So we're talking about Enola Holmes, which is a new movie recently debuted on Netflix. Netflix original movie. And it is a twist on a Sherlock Holmes story.
Starring Sherlock's younger sister, Enola, instead of
Sherlock.
It's actually based off of a book series or just a book.
I don't know. Let's see. Miley, quick, do some research. But it's actually, we'll get into this, I think, when we start talking about it more. But it felt very timely, even though it was set back in the, I want to say, 1800s. Mm-hmm. So who does it star, Miley?
It stars Millie Bobby Brown as Enola, and then her two brothers, Sam Claflin, who plays
her oldest brother.
Her oldest brother, Mycroft Holmes. And then it stars Henry Cavill. I don't know what dialect I should use as his last name, but who plays Sherlock.
And then Helena Bonham Carter plays her mother. And I think those are the top names. And oh, who plays the boy?
Oh, Louis Partridge.
Louis Partridge
plays Tewksbury.
Tewksbury.
I love that name.
It's just fun to say.
Tewksbury. It's a book series.
Oh. I guess they have
six books from 2006 through 2010.
Oh, I guess we'll have. Who wrote the books?
I'll
have to add them to our reading list.
Nancy Springer.
Okay, so actually now that makes me curious if Netflix is going to do additional movies.
I know, I thought about that too, because I kind of felt like a sequel coming on at the end. We'll talk about the ending more. But I kind of felt like a sequel coming on, and I don't know why, but something about it was like,
well, they
sequel,
definitely
sequel.
Left it open-ended enough where you could definitely do a sequel, depending upon, probably they have to determine how well it's, you know, how well received it is on Netflix, whether it's worth it to do a sequel or not. But that would be fun.
I would love to see a sequel.
Of course you would.
I like
so that
movie.
Spoiler alerts ahead, just so you know, if you haven't seen the movie yet, there will be some potential spoiler alerts coming up as we discuss. Mm-hmm. So Miley, what do you want to discuss first about the movie?
All right. Well, I had it broke down to categories. So first, why don't we just talk about the cast a little bit more? We can talk about that just a little bit more. I thought it was a great cast.
It was definitely a fun cast. You know, Helena Bonham Carter, she's always great. She was, but she wasn't like a central character. I mean, she was a central character, obviously, because
she didn't get a lot of screen time or lines.
Right. Even though like the mystery centers around her. That needs solving, or at least one of the mysteries of the movie. But you know, she's always such a great actress.
Millie Bobby Brown.
She's just cute.
I love Millie. Millie's so like, but she also is so, she makes your heart feel something. Like when she cries and stuff,
oh,
you're
yeah.
like, oh God, you know?
She definitely, yeah. I like her. Some, you know, I've heard some people are like, oh, I don't like her, but I like her. I think she's, a good actress and fun to watch.
She, you know, I'm so used to watching her do
Stranger Things
11, where that's just a very kind of more darker, mysterious character. And then she played like comedy, and it was she's like funny. She's actually like really funny and cute. And like,
well, this movie, I wasn't sure 100% what to expect. I mean, you hear like Sherlock Holmes and you think, okay, mystery. So yes, there was definitely that mystery whodunit aspect to it, but there was also, yes, comedy in it and
some drama.
Well, yeah, some I was like, whoa,
we'll
like,
talk about that later.
It felt like kind of an emotional roller coaster for sure watching the movie. I was like, dang, I didn't see that coming. Like, wow, like that was like really
We'll talk about that later.
Okay, sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself.
There's a plot category.
Oh, okay.
Just wait.
Slow my roll. You know, Sam Claflin's character, he played...
oh, I have a tickle in my throat. Sorry.
He played the oldest brother. Yeah, he definitely played a jerk really well. It's definitely weird.
Again, so used to see him play Finnick. But, right, like, yes. Such a charming character.
Yeah, it was weird to see him play that. Are you going to make it?
No, I need to cough and I can't.
Okay, we're going to take a pause so she can cough. So the next character is... Sherlock Holmes himself, played by Henry Cavill. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Darn it.
Henry. We'll just call him Henry.
We'll just call him Henry, aka Superman.
Yeah.
So he's, I can't think of a lot of stuff I've seen him in, so I don't really have any preconceived notions about him and how he acts and stuff. But, I thought he did good. Is a different take on Sherlock Holmes than I've seen before, because I don't think you've seen the two Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr.
And those Benedict Cumberbatch, right? Yeah.
I don't feel like... No, he's... That's a TV show.
Oh.
Like, that's a newer TV show.
What? I swear.
No, he's not in those movies. Jude Law is in those movies with Robert Downey Jr., the Sherlock Holmes movies. Those... I love those movies. But we are getting... We digress.
Anyways.
So, who else?
No! Yeah!
Well, yeah.
That's Benedict Cumberbatch.
But that's not the Sherlock Holmes movies with Robert Downey Jr.
Benedict Cumberbatch!
I know, but you're not...
Oh, that's the show, Sherlock.
Thank you. I was like, you're not hearing the words that are coming out of my mouth. Focus.
Anyways.
Wow. She is derailed.
Where are we? Oh. Louis Partridge. He's a new actor. I think he's like, this was like his breakout role, maybe?
I don't know.
I haven't seen him in
anything. Yeah, he's a newbie to me. Maybe he's not in England, because of course there were a lot of Brits in the movie, because...
Yeah, he hasn't been in much. Like, much notable things. Amazon Adventure in 2017. Medici.
Oh, that's another Netflix thing that I want to watch.
Second Skin, Beneath Water, Paddington 2.
Huh. So he has been around.
He's been in stuff. But this is like the first thing that I've seen. Well, I've seen Paddington 2, but...
You didn't notice him. Or maybe he's obviously younger, because he's still relatively young, I would say.
He's 17.
Oh, yeah, he's young.
But no, I thought I liked him. I thought he played well.
Yeah, there was good chemistry between him and Millie, so that was good. I bet they had a ton of fun on the set. Mm-hmm. All the actors and stuff together. I'm sure it was a real fun
yeah.
filming.
No,
so.
I've heard this word a lot. Like, I've watched some stuff. I've watched some reviews already of Enola Holmes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've heard the word charming being thrown around a lot. This movie was just, the characters were very charming, and the movie was just very charming.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yeah, like, I could see that.
Just a nice, charming movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought the characters were... I thought that's a good way to describe, like, especially, like, Enola and Tewksbury. They're very, like, just charming characters.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Okay, now moving on to... Well, we kind of already talked about the characters.
Yes.
Along with the cast. So now let's talk about the plot.
The plot. The plot thickens. Well, I mean, the plot is Enola... Well, okay, let's roll back one second. Because this movie is... One oddity about this movie, or at least to me it's an oddity because it's slightly unusual, is Millie's character is constantly breaking the fourth wall, meaning she's constantly talking to the audience, which threw me at first because I didn't realize it was going to be like a thing throughout the entire movie. I thought...
I liked it.
I didn't mind it, but... Also wasn't thinking like it was 100% necessary. I don't know. It was one of those things I was like, oh yeah. I don't know.
We're disagreeing. I love when we disagree.
You
it
love
makes
when we
it
disagree.
So like interesting. Because I thought it was, I liked it. Sometimes it did become a little straightforward and preachy, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know? But I liked it. I thought it was like flavor. Give me the flavor.
Give you the flavor, you weirdo. Yeah, I don't... at first I got it when she was like kind of introducing the movie and giving us the little backstory about how she grew up with her mother. Mm-hmm. But when it kept happening, I was like, oh, is this really necessary? I don't know. So that's what I was, you know, but then again, maybe that's something pulled from the books. I don't know. It was obviously, I just thought it was
like she was narrating the story.
Right. But I mean, I thought it was an interesting artistic choice to do that.
I kind of liked it. Not going to lie. I thought it was cool. Like, I don't know. I love it when actors break the fourth wall.
Funny.
I think that's fun.
So, okay. Plot. So the plot is the mother has.
No, don't tell them.
Well, yeah, this is a spoiler alert.
They probably should be watching the movie if they watch the review.
If you haven't watched it yet, you might want to pause and come back to the rest
and watch it. The whole plot.
Okay. Well, in general, the plot is Enola's mother goes missing, and she just turned 16, and her two older brothers come back to basically lay down the law, or at least the one to lay down the law. And Sherlock, obviously being a detective, is like trying to find his mother.
Trying to find his mother. And Mycroft is just back to kind of send her to
boarding school. Well, finishing school, actually, yes. It's very, you know, again, like we said earlier, it's set in the 1800s. So it's a time when women have zero rights and all they're expected to do is find a husband and have babies. And that's it. And just, you know, yeah, that's it.
Well, Enola does not agree with that. And along the way, she basically runs away.
Yes, she runs away to try and find her mother, because her mother actually did leave her some clues behind. And like Sherlock, she's very observant. She's very knowledgeable.
Because the mother taught them to be like that way, Mrs. Holmes. I think they get
Chrysanthemum.
Chrysanthemum. That's her name, right?
Well, it's the name of a flower.
Oh.
You didn't get that? It's kind
of... Oh my gosh. Nope. Okay. Mrs. Holmes. We'll just call her that.
Wow. That's funny. Nope, that's not her actual name.
No.
At least I didn't catch that as being her actual name.
Because Millie was like, or Enola was like, she wouldn't have signed it Mother. She would have signed it Chrysanthemum.
Right, but that's kind of like her code name.
Oh. Okay, never mind. moving on.
That's funny.
But what are we talking about?
We both have colds, so not the COVID, but the colds. And
colds.
It's apparently we're having trouble focusing. Bear with us. So anyway, back to the plot. So the plot is, you know, Enola's 16, ran away from home. No, but I'm recapping.
But then she finds this kid who's also, like, it's another side plot.
Yes.
Who's also ran away from home.
Yes, the secondary plot is she runs into a boy who's run away from home, and she befriends him, and in the process of looking for her, you know, on her journey to find her mother, which is really more of a journey to find herself.
All right, so she finds Tewksbury, and he's run away from home. And what is that whole thing? I was kind of confused with the whole thing about, like, his grandmother was also, like, crazy.
Okay.
Like, she was trying... What was okay, that?
So that was... Yeah, this is definitely spoiler alert, so don't listen if you don't want to know yet. Okay, so Tewksbury ran away from home because he didn't want to basically take on the familial responsibility of being, because his dad had been killed, and he didn't want to take on the familial responsibility of being in the House of Lords, which is a political thing. And uh-huh. So just by right of birth, you get this, you know, land and responsibility and et cetera, et cetera. So he thought it was his uncle that had sent this assassin after him to try and kill him.
The bowler hat guy.
Yeah, the bowler hat guy.
He's kind of scary.
Yes, very. And really, it turns out, dun dun dun, it was the grandmother that hired the guy to A, kill the dad, and B, try to kill the son because she didn't want him voting like his father would have voted. They both were going to vote for this reform bill, so more people would have the right to vote, essentially.
Grandma's kind of psycho.
I know. She's Grandma is cray cray.
Gone off the rails, as you would say for me.
Totally gone off the rails. So when people are stuck in the, stuck in the way things are because they're good for them, they don't necessarily look around them to see how everyone else is affected by certain laws or policies or whatever. So in that instance, the whole political thing has actually felt very timely. How, you know, there are people, men and women, fighting for more rights and stuff. So that it actually felt quite timely, even though it's set in the 1800s.
Can I say something? I felt like for a minute
you can't talk. Just kidding. Go.
I felt like for a minute there, the mother plot, like, you know which part I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. The mother plot was kind of set aside, and it was kind of like, for quite a long chunk of time, the mother plot was, like, not even important anymore.
Well, because do you remember the part where she's like, I think when she'd found the stuff in the warehouse where she's like, do I even want to know what my mother's been up to or what, you know, so that was her consciously making a conscious decision of, I'm going to basically put this aside. And then also feeling like she wanted to help out Tewksbury to find, especially since the guy tried to kill her. And so obviously who's going to try to kill him? And
where she tried to drown her.
Yeah, that was.
Okay, but honestly, that was, I don't know if you, I feel like you missed it, but like after she went limp, she like winked at the camera and winked and then punched him. That was such
I totally saw that.
Moment. I was like, that's cute.
Yeah, way to bring it back from the like rough, like, oh, he's trying to drown her too. Like
winked at the camera and like, that was so cute. I love that moment. Just that few seconds, I was like, cute.
Bring
moment.
It back to the levity.
Cute moment. That was cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you have emotional whiplash with the movie.
The movie, but that's a good thing in a movie. You, I guess. Like, I love emotional whiplash. You go from, oh my, this is so funny, to like, oh my, this is so sad, to, huh, makes you think. And then you're like,
well, it definitely kept you engaged. Oh. You weren't bored with it.
Literally, look, I wrote down engaging.
Very nice.
But yeah, I thought it was a very engaging movie. I liked it a lot.
Definitely. Okay. Well, I think that's a good place to take a pause, and we will be right back.
And we're back.
Yes. All right, Miley, hit me with it.
So
your thoughts.
We have to basically talk about kind of the ending of the movie, the latter half. I just wanted to say latter.
The latter portion. How about that?
The later half.
This is a 2-hour movie. Mm-hmm. So that was.
I just wanted to sound cool and say latter.
Very nice. You did. You sounded really, really cool.
I know.
Props.
But
education is totally worth it, parents. It's totally worth it.
Oh my gosh. Did the latter half.
Yes. Wow, you're really easily amused.
I'm gonna talk like a British person.
The latter half. The latter portion.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Continue. Are we gonna do the rest of this in British?
Yes, let's do
no,
it.
No, oh my gosh, no. People would be so annoyed.
I could do it.
The 14 people listening.
Anyways.
No.
Mm-mm. Love. It's lovely.
Lovely.
But the ending half of the movie kind of... So basically the twist is like the grandma's the crazy psycho who set up
the
assassin.
Villain.
And then there's like this whole fight scene with guns. And it was like, whoa. But it was like, I kind of loved it. Like I was like, spicy.
Wow. That's really what was going through your head and me. I was like, oh my gosh, where did this come from?
I love the spice it gave to the movie. It like added some extra flavor.
Wow. I felt that where there's plenty of spice before that, but okay. You're such a goofball.
I love it. But anyways, so then the assassin dies.
Yeah, we're not gonna say how, but the way in which he died, I was like, oh my gosh, like, wow, that was kind of...
First, he's got, like, both Enola and Tewksbury, like, down. But then, yeah. Like, Enola finds some, like, newfound strength and, like, oh, he's dead. Bye.
Yeah.
But then we find out, oh my gosh, Grandma, what's going through your mind? Because she's the crazy one.
Yes. She's the mastermind behind it.
Master Mama.
The Master Mama. And so anyway, so that was just crazy. And I know we keep repeating ourselves, but that was just like, what? Like, absolute craziness.
Yeah. And then she goes ahead and shoots Tewksbury.
Her grandson.
She shoots him. And we both know. We're like, oh, he's dead. I know he's dead.
And I was like, what?
How? That was fast. Like what? He's dead?
I was really thrown.
And then all of a sudden, oh, the moment was so cute.
Because, of course, Enola's crying and upset. And
then she puts her hand in his hand. And then
eventually
his fingers, grips her hand. And it's like, he's not dead!
Like, how in the actual heck is he alive?
But and then the twist moment is so cute. That twist, he takes out, he had in his chest one, like, a plate, a metal plate from the...
shield, from the knight.
From the knight's shield. And that's so cute because it ties back to what Enola had told him earlier when she used her corset.
Oh, her corset actually saved her from being knifed.
And she, like, told him that or something.
Oh, I totally must have missed that part.
Wasn't that so cute how it tied back in? He, like, listened and he was like, oh. Yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
See, men should listen to women and apply the knowledge.
That was so cute. That just made me, like, I was like, oh, yeah, that was so cute. I was like, oh, that moment when he took it out, I was like, you listened.
Nice.
That was my favorite.
That's awesome.
And then.
That's hilarious, too.
No, it was funny. So, I was like, he listened, and he's not dead.
Yay! Oh, my gosh. We're easily happy.
And of course, yeah. So then, blah, 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 happily ever after.
Well, kind of. I mean.
Can I say something? I need to stop saying that. I can say something.
Yes, you may.
I felt like, so after that, the whole thing, I felt like they resolved the mother plot quite abruptly. Like, all of a sudden, there's a lot of stuff with Tewksbury and Enola and, like, that whole thing becoming, like, and all of a sudden, and we had, like, forgotten about the mother plot. All of a sudden, she shows up in her room, and it's like, that felt a little bit rushed for me.
Yeah.
You too?
A little bit. Like, oh, okay, there's slightly, Sloan.
That's something, it's like, there was no build-up to it. Like, she just, like, stopped, and then there was this whole long, drawn-out thing. Like, the fight scene, Tewksbury dying, and then they showed up the next day, and they were, like, talking again at the gate when Tewksbury was, like, being crowned
not
lord
crowned.
Or whatever.
Not crowned. He's
whatever,
not the king.
You know what
he
I
was
mean.
Taking up his place in the
and
House
then
of Lords.
And they were talking, blah, 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 that whole thing. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, it just felt kind of like...
almost like an
they
afterthought.
They forgot about it. And then they were like, oh, yeah, we got to add this in here. Okay. Yeah, we'll do it this way. You know, it kind of felt like, oh, she's there. All right. You know what I mean?
I do. It's one of those, like, I don't know, I suppose, I haven't read the books, so I don't know how well it does or doesn't stick to the books, and you know how I am for, now I really do want to read these books, because more and more I'm all for, if something is going to be a movie that's based off a book, the movie better darn well stick to the book. I know you can't have every single item, but you got to stick to the book, because to me it seems like every time something is like, oh, this is based off of this book, and then they deviate, the fans get really upset, and I can see why the stuff doesn't do well in the box office, and or just falls off. And so, yeah, we could name several, but you know, we'll save that for another
time. Percy Jackson.
Beautiful Creatures. So yeah, it's it'll be interesting when we eventually read the books to know if this certain things were intended to have not as much focus, or if it was just, if it was kind of the overall movie was really Enola finding herself when initially not necessarily finding her mother, although of course she always wanted to, know her mother was okay and know that her mother still loved her. It wasn't, she didn't run away because she didn't love her or something like that. Yeah.
No, and I kind of like the movie how, like, in the end, Enola was, like, this independent girl now. Like, she didn't, like, just go back and just live with her mother again. She was on her own now, and she's, like, independent. But she also rebelled from going to
the finishing school.
Which that was also kind of cute how, like, Tewksbury snuck in.
Yeah, to get and to break get her out. Yeah,
that yes. was cute. They're, he's just so cute. And, yes. like, he, you know.
It's good chemistry. Yeah. Good chemistry between those two actors.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was good. It was an overall fun movie, and I think I will watch it again, probably to catch more, and so I can watch it all in one sitting, because we watched it across like 3 nights, just because we had, stuff going on. So we had to break it up into like 3 sittings. So it'll be nice to watch it again, see what else we can catch the second time around.
I'll definitely be watching it again. It was an easy movie to watch.
Yeah.
I didn't feel at any point like I had to turn my head or anything, or like it wasn't too, again, it wasn't like, what I liked about it, you know how some movies you feel like they're trying to be like this big blockbuster when they're just not?
Yeah.
I feel like this movie knew what it was, it knew what it was going for, and it stuck to it and it did good, you know?
I agree.
Like some movies you're like, they're trying to be too big, like they're not this big, you can just settle down,
stop trying so hard.
Like some superhero movies trying to do that, it's just like, okay, it's fine. Like, and that's one of the things where, like, with certain superhero movies, like Ant-Man, like they're just trying to be it, and they know that they're like more of a comedy base, rather than some movies are like, let's go for this, and it's like, you're not. And I think Holmes did really well with being what it was.
Yeah
just a charming movie that had some action, it had some drama, it had some mystery, but overall it was just like a nice, easy watchable movie.
I agree with that. All right, I think that covers it. All right, well, yeah.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
I thought a cute little quirk about Enola was her caricature.
Wow. Don't hurt yourself. Caricature?
Nope.
Her drawings?
Yeah.
Caricature. Wow. No, stop. You're going to hurt
caricature.
Yourself.
Caricature.
There it is.
Art. Yeah. I thought that was like funny. Like just a cute little quirk about her that like I thought was funny, and how like when she left, like, the basket and the picture was just like that. I was like, ha, they brought that back.
Yeah.
Which I thought was cute. I thought that was cute.
It was a nice touch.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, I think that covers it. So, Enola Holmes, we give it, thumbs up.
A thumbs up rating.
All right. So, go give it a watch now that you've heard all the spoilers. But until next time. Bye. So there you have it, some very similar perspectives and some very different ones. We hope that you enjoyed this episode as much as we did. Shout out to Miley for her stylings on the ukulele, and a big thank you to everyone listening. If you have questions, comments, or topic suggestions, please let us know through our social media. Thank you for listening, and we hope that you come back again.